This is the introduction to Some Things Are Worth Believing In, Money is Love. I realized very early on from the comments that I was getting from this book that people were not understanding what was going on, even though the little foreword that was written for it, explaining that the book is there to remove your inner obstacles to the life that you want to live. My first book, Living on Love, The Messenger, talks about your ability, our ability to send love and to create the world that we want to create. The fantastic power that we were born with. Everyone's born with it. The ability to create heaven on earth. So what's blocking you? If you've been working with that, it's very simple. Inside of us, over the years, we've built up resistance. Resistance to receive the things we need and require to fully live our lives. Be it financial abundance, relationships, friends, abundance of all kinds of things that are required to live our life. Now, as the years went by for my first book, I kept going. I didn't just stay with sending love. I kept moving forward. Looking for better ways, finding ways to remove resistance. I worked extremely hard at that. You can't imagine how many hours a day of my life go into that. It's unbelievable. Also, from people's emails, it was very easy to realize exactly what is lacking in people's lives. And I'm not talking about the things, but the ability to allow them to come in. So that's where this book comes in. I cannot explain the book to you in totality on how it works because for two reasons. One, I can't explain it. I just would not be able to put into words what this book exactly does and how it does it. And two, I don't think anybody would really understand it fully. And I think in some way it would probably deter how well it works. So what this book does is very simply, as you read through it and go along with it and just listen to the words and what is said and the questions that are raised, it will lead you through a path that takes quite a few months. This process will take probably anywhere from a minimum of 30 days to a year. It's based on the principle of 6 months to a year, because that's really what it takes to fully make a big change in your life. Lots of little changes will unfold at the beginning, but for a real swing around of your life, it takes a little longer. This book is designed to unlock your abilities on the inside and remove the resistance without you even realizing it. It's a very special book. The concept that it works under is new. Just like when you first read about sending love, it was new. Although, as soon as you read it, you realized it's not new, it's something you knew, but at the same token, it wasn't there. This works under the same principle. As you go through the book, once you get finished with it, more and more it gets explained along, as you go along the book, things get explained, but only afterwards. So, you're running sort of behind time. Things are said, things are done, and then later, things are explained. It's sort of you take a trip, and then after the trip is explained to you. This book is not designed to entertain you. It is not designed to capture you, to make you want to read it like a story. You know, it's not a movie. It's not there for entertainment. It's there for one reason, to unlock your abilities to create the fantastic life that you want. We've found, with all the work we've done, that if a person has resistance, let's say for receiving money, And we directly look at that resistance and say, there's your resistance. Make a change. By looking at the resistance, that resistance gains energy and grows stronger. So we need to remove it without looking at it and without focusing on it. And that's exactly, in a sense, what the book does. In ways that can't be explained. So, forget about the spelling. Forget about the words, the way they're placed. Yes, it's not a smooth written book, and it's not supposed to be. By the very criteria of the way a book should be written, you can, by that very principle, literally destroy what the book is supposed to be doing. So if you were to take the book, taking out chapters, taking out pages, taking out sentences, rearranging words, you'll have a smoothly written book that's easier to read, easy to understand, and at the end of it, I'll tell you what'll happen. At the end of it, you'll be exactly where you are right now. So you'd be wasting your time reading it. So accept it the way it is. Let the words be the way they are. Let the commas be overabundant or not enough or not in the right place. Let it be like that. And just trust, just believe for once that something divine doesn't need to have the rhythm that you think it needs to have. Can't we believe just for a short time that all that there is that created everything does not necessarily have to prescribe to our requirements of the way words should be placed, but instead allowing it to do exactly what we've been asking for, to release our abilities to create the life that we want to live, to release our resistance so we can receive all the abundance that we require to truly live this life. Because to truly live a beautiful life, you need abundance, abundance of friends, abundance of paint for the painter, abundance of money, all kinds of things. That's what's required to live a beautiful life, to totally expand. The painter who doesn't have the money for paint can't really expand his vision. If he doesn't have canvas to draw on and the money to shelter his paint from the rain and the snow, then he can't really be fully creative. He's being restricted. And when he's being restricted, then all that is, the universe, can't really fully flow through him. Can't flow the creative juices through, because there's this huge amounts of resistance caused by a lack of abundance and a lack of allowing abundance. This has been entrained in us, so deeply ingrained that people fight and struggle all their lives to remove it. I've worked so hard to give you something that will do this on the inside without you really having to focus on it, so that by you not focusing on the resistance, it can be removed and just melted away on the inside. If you don't want to change your life, if you like where you are right now, then put the book down. Stop reading it. If you want to be entertained and have a smooth written book that grabs you and flows you from one chapter to the next and makes you feel good all over, well then, by God, go get a book like that. Or go watch a movie. Or do something else. This is not designed for that. This book is not designed for your entertainment or for your approval. It is there to change your life. If you've read my other books, you know what I've gone through. So at least give me a little bit of respect and a little bit of time and see what happens. In a sense, I didn't create this, but I asked for it, and I opened the way for it to come through. And so basically, it's there in front of you, exactly the way it should be. As you read this, some of you will find enormous resistance coming up. This can't be changed, because inside, immediately, you realize unconsciously that your life is going to change, and a lot of times resistance will come up. It'll make you antsy. It'll make you annoyed. You'll want to throw the book down. It can even bring up anger and other things. If you feel that, you know that there's huge amounts of resistance in you that is resisting the change that you really want in your life. So at one part, we're resisting it, and another part, we're wanting it with all our soul and love. If you feel these things, you know that there's resistance. And then take a moment, take some time, talk to yourself. Say, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. We'll just read through it, little by little. Think about what's being said, whether it makes sense to us right away or not. And we'll just allow it to be, and take her time. Why not, just for once, put aside all the requirements of what a book should be like, how it should read, how it should sound, what the chapter should look like, what the spelling should look like, the placement of the words. Why not just, for this once, put all that aside and say, you know what? Today, it doesn't need to be that way. We'll just let this be as it is and trust that perhaps all that there is gave us something to help us unlock the abilities that sit inside of us that it gave us in the first place. And that we so bundled up in a block of fear that we cannot even open it. So, what do we do? Do we sit and criticize and analyze, or do we just stand back and read the words? Think about it. You've read all these books over the years, so well written, and yet, where are you today? Are you truly happy where you are today, or do you want to make a change? Well, let's give it a chance. Let's forget all this other stuff for a bit and just move forward, read a little at a time, think about a little bit what you're reading. It sounds confusing, and I wonder why it sounds confusing. Ask yourself why. Is it because it's badly written, or is it because we ourselves have put ourselves in a situation where we truly don't allow the abundance to flow in our lives, the abundance of joy, friends, money, relationships, all things? Is that why this sounds confusing? Or does it sound confusing because it's not well written? By the very fact that it's causing a bit of a reaction, you know something's happening. That's the key, isn't it?